So let's talk about the customer fulfillment process that you need in place for a seven-figure product launch. And this applies, all right, for e-commerce, SaaS. This applies for if you're launching a membership course, info products, things like that. So in the very beginning, right, you wanna be very lean. Like a seven-figure product launch, that's gonna take a long time. Anywhere from 7 months to 15 months is kind of time frame you should be planning for this. So whilst on the marketing side, you wanna come out full speed, full steam ahead. On the actual product, you don't wanna overinvest in capacity, but you do want to have the basics in place, right? Like you want to actually be able to handle success. Back in the old days, there was something called the dig effect, where a lot of traffic from a mention on dig would take a website off the internet for a while, and then they couldn't actually benefit from all the attention that they were now suddenly getting online. So you want to make sure, first of all, that you are able to actually handle the traffic and the orders that you're gonna have. If you're like an e-commerce, you want to make sure that you got the bare basics of inventory on hand to make sure you can actually fulfill those orders relatively quickly. But you don't wanna go whole hog, right? Like you wanna come out lean. Think lean. Don't tie in all your cash flow into inventory right away from the start. So that's how you come out, is you wanna be lean, you wanna be kind of reactive, looking to see how much you're getting in orders, and then scrambling a little bit to fulfill orders. And then there comes the first 3 months of launch, right? You've launched, you've gotten in the market, and now you're kind of growing that launch. And this is a phase in the launch that I like to call the core five phase, because you're gonna be running pretty much the foundational marketing for your product launch. And so for me, what I like to do here is I'd be having things like paid advertising. This is part of what I call my core five product launch strategies, right? Like kind of like the bedrock of how I like to launch any kind of product. You're gonna have things like organic social media marketing, building your brand audience. You're gonna have strategies like what I call the year-long profits funnel, which is gonna be like running email and getting you like building rapport and building an audience that's really tuned into buying your product. So in that kind of phase, you wanna still be lean, but kind of think more like you're expanding a little bit. So it's okay to build a little bit more capacity. You already have data that what you're doing is working, if it's working. So now you're justified to go out there and build a little bit more capacity. And then for the long term, that's where now you really want to kind of build in scaling infrastructure. You really want to kind of like, if you are in SaaS, you want to make sure that you are able to onboard all the customers that might have signed up. If there are some things that you are having to do, provisioning resources, getting servers online, things like that, whatever your process is, with e-commerce, if it's, you're having to order inventory in advance a little bit now to ensure that you can still get the product out to your customers on time. Now you are expanding and you kind of want to, build in a lot more capacity because now you can actually afford it, right? You're past the first 3 months of launch. You probably have some fairly accurate data at this point that you can tell, like, okay, we got 200 orders last month, so we should expect maybe this month 300 or 350. So you've got some kind of baseline data based on how you've been growing month to month in your launch, and you can actually now plan fairly accurately. But another key thing, though, is you still don't want to tie up all your cash flow in inventory. So with SaaS, developing features that, you know, your users are gonna need 12 months from now. Like, that's not where you wanna, don't sink all your cash flow into things that are not gonna be needed for this calendar year. You know, whatever you're doing has to be practically usable within pretty much the next 4 or 5 months. Like, you're not yet in the mode where you can build things in for like next 2-3 years. Like, that just doesn't work. If you're launching, you gotta be lean. You gotta build capacity to make sure you can meet demand right now and demand for like the next 2-3 months. But you don't want to go overboard, right? Like, you want to control that growth. You want to control where you're allocating resources. Now, I have 3 free resources that you can grab. You can grab my book. You can also grab my free growth bootcamp. You can also book a free consult call with me to get ideas for getting more product sales. The links will be in the description.